Revelation chapter 4 tonight, Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. I'm the only staff member still under 30, so only one more year, but I'm still under 30, so praise the Lord for that. Revelation chapter 4, we're going to read just one verse together, verse 11. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. He says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Let's read that again. It says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." I love the book of Revelation, and I love just thinking about all that John was experiencing at these times as God was revealing all of these things to him and what he was able to see and the memories he and the things he would maybe think back on even after the revelation that God had given him to this time and these things that he saw so clear with his own eyes. And we had this passage here, and I have 10 minutes, and I think if I was to talk about the four beasts and the elders in this passage, it would take much longer than 10 minutes. So for time's sake, we're just going to dwell on this one verse tonight together. But it's a wonderful thought, thinking about these elders here, and they shouted this to the Lord. They praised the Lord, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord," and on all the things they did at that moment, casting their crowns at his feet. And what a wonderful day that will be when we are able to do that at the feet of God, when we are able to be there and worship at the feet of our God. And I believe also not only to be looking forward to tonight, that one day when we will be in heaven, but also each and every day of our life, showing that same reverence, showing the same worship and praise to our God. I want us just to look at this together tonight. The first obvious thing we find from this verse is that he is worthy. He is worthy. It says that he is worthy to receive glory. When it's talking about worthy to receive glory, it's to have praise or glory given to God, and he is worthy of all the praise that we can give him. It says he's worthy to receive honor. He is to be honored. He is to be approached. He is to be adored. Us to be showing adoration to our God for who he is. And he is worthy of our honor. He's also worthy of power. And we cannot give power to God, but we can acknowledge his power. Amen. And it goes on after speaking about his power. It says, "For thou hast created all things." You know, God created this world. He created us, and he not only created us, he not only gave us everything that we have, he not only gave us the life that we live in, the world that we live in, and the plants and the animals and the water and the sky, all these things that he's blessed us with, but he also not only created us and gave us what we have, he sustains us. He is in control at all times. He blesses us. He provides for us. As Christians, we can look to him and strive to have that blessed life that he wants us to have. And, you know, it's that time of year that we're reflecting. And we're looking back on this past year, and we're looking back on all that God has done. And as you're reflecting on this past year, you may be looking at thinking about something that God brought you through. Maybe you were diagnosed with a certain illness, or diagnosed with cancer, or diagnosed with some ailment, and God brought you through that. Or if you're not through it yet, God has been with you each and every step of the way, giving you the strength you need. And I look back at this past year, and one of the highlights for me is my son getting saved. And as a parent, that's something that you pray for, that someone that you long for that day that they finally understand and they finally realize their need for Christ. And I'll never forget that night, and I'm praising the Lord for that night. God is so good to us. Maybe a promotion you received or money that came in the mail or money that was handed to you or money that just showed up in your checking account that you didn't think that you had so you could pay that bill that God provided for you. He is worthy of the glory we can give him. He not only provides for us, but he sent his son for us. You know, I'm a wicked sinner. And the Word of God reminds us that we are all sinners, and because of our sin, we fall short of his glory. And to think about our God, who created this world, who spoke everything that we have into existence, that made us to honor him. Think about how the people he made to honor him still turned against him, and yet he still loved us enough to send his son for us. There's this quote, I shared it with the choir recently. It says, "If creation shows his competence, his coming to this world shows his compassion." If creation shows his competence, his coming to the world shows his compassion. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of the glory and the honor, what we could give him because of his power, but he's also just worthy of it because of his love, because of what he has done for us. He is worthy. He's worthy of glory and honor and power. You know, people in this world are searching for purpose. You can talk to many different people in this world and the different things people are into and trying and searching for. They are searching, they're wondering, why are we living here on this earth? And in this verse, the answer for our reason for life, the answer for our purpose life is found right here. What is the purpose? Why were we created? It says there in verse 11, for thy pleasure, they are and were created. We were created for the pleasure of God. We were created for his pleasure. We were created to glorify him. He created us to praise his name. When we think about praise and we think about what it is to praise God, and the first thing many of us probably go to is singing. And we can look in the Word of God and we see a command to sing. Each and every Christian is called on to sing praise to God. Look at the Word of God. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let's make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. And we think about that. We can think about the congregational singing that we have. And it is our opportunity every time we do it to praise his name vocally. May that not be something that we skip, or may not that be something that we don't do, that we need to participate in praise. You know, David wrote and he said, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. We are to praise the Lord through song. We are to sing praises to his name. That's probably the easiest way to praise God, is through singing. But worship and praise is not just a portion of the service involving music. A life of worship is not one that just includes singing to God. As a Christian, this idea of living in the pleasure of God or worshiping our God or praising our God should not be part of your life. It should be your life. It shouldn't just be a small section of our life. It should be every second of our life should be in praise and worship to our God, acknowledging who he is and who we are. And by doing that, living each and every day that we live for our God who created us. You know, we can honor and glorify God by acknowledging his truth and obeying it. We're created for his pleasure. You know, anytime we surrender our will and obedience to his truth, we glorify him. We can look in the Word of God and we find commands and different things that we are to do. And we can bring pleasure to God by giving. We can give pleasure to God by obeying in our tithe, by giving unto the Lord. We bring pleasure to him by serving him. In the book of Galatians, we find a verse on that. We can bring pleasure to God by witnessing and going into all the world and preaching the gospel to every creature. We can honor our God in that way. We know in the book of Hebrews, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. We can honor and please him by living by faith. By being content, by bearing the fruits of the Spirit, by not conforming to this world and being in his will. We can bring pleasure to him by doing those things. Are we doing that? There are many different ways we can bring pleasure to our God. That life of worship and that life of pleasing God is an everyday awareness of who we are and who he is and obeying his word. Are we living for his pleasure or for ours? And studying this passage, I came across a story about a famous violinist who was very well known, and he was performing in a well-known concert hall. And this violinist, if you've ever been to a symphony or anything like that, it's an incredible thing to watch and to hear the beautiful sound that can come from this instrument. And this violinist was performing, and it was one of the most incredible things these people in that concert hall had ever experienced. And as he finished his song, the story goes on that the crowd stood up and they cheered and shouted and were clapping for him. And he walked off the stage, and encore was called for, and he came back out and he played again. They said he played even more beautifully than he did the song before. And as he finished, the same thing, the crowd stands up and cheers and applaud and gives an applause, and he leaves. And he comes back out one more time and played even more beautifully. And as he finished the song, the crowd did the exact same thing, and he finally left and went to his room, and the concert was over. And as everything was finished, reporters came outside of his room, and they went up to him, And they wanted to catch a word and talk to him about the concert. And one thing that they asked him, one reporter said, "Sir, why do you give so many encore performances?" They said, "You could have stopped after the first one and we would have all been happy with what we experienced and never forget the moment that was there. Why did you continue to play and why did you go after the second time?" He stopped and he said, "For the very first time in my career, my teacher, my master, the one that taught me how to play, was in the audience." He said, "When I finished the first song, everyone stood but him. And I came back out for the second song, and to the best of my ability, we played, but everyone again stood but him. So I went out for the third song and played the best of my ability, and to my happiness, I saw he finally stood and gave applause." He said, "It was only then that I was satisfied with the job that I had done." That story kind of brings a question to us tonight. Whose pleasure are we living for? Whose pleasure are we living for? Are we living for self? Are we living for others? Or are we living for the pleasure of our God? He is worthy of glory and honor and power. Lord, we love you, and Lord, we thank you for the day you've given us, Lord, and thank you for your word. God, I thank you for that moment that you are going to give each and every one of us one day where we can bow at your feet and thank you for who you are. And I pray, God, that, Lord, with that thought in mind and with just being reminded of what you've done for us, that each and every day will be one of surrender to you. Each and every day will be one of praise. And I pray, God, that as we strive to live for you, we will live to your pleasure. I pray that you bless us tonight, continue to bless the service. We ask this in your name.